Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Hello and welcome to Signs of Life Radio. I'm Kimberly Savedra, director of the Comlock Center, and I, along with Dr. Betty J. Kovach, author of The Miracle of Death, There is Nothing But Life, and Merchants of Light, The Consciousness That is Changing the World, as well as Forever Family Certified Medium Janet Mayer, who is also author of Spirits, They Are Present, are happy to welcome you to this evening's show that is focused on your personal experiences. Everyone has a story to share, and we invite you to call in and to share yours. Feel free to ask a comment, give a question, share personal experiences. We like to focus on stories that defy mainstream thinking because so many people don't have enough people to discuss these things with and try and understand them better. And we like to try and help you and learn better how to integrate them into our daily lives. So first off, I'll give you the call-in number, please. Take your pens in hand. It's 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. And welcome, Betty and Janet.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you. It's good to be here.
It is good to be here.
Yes, it's a time when everybody needs to focus on what's happening in the inner world since there's so many disastrous things happening in the outer world.
Yes, that's true. That's true. This is a good time to, call in and give us your story and share. And, you know, that's what I always look forward to hear what everyone has to say and what kind of stories, you know, spirit brings through.
Yes, exactly. For sure. Do we have a caller?
And Beth from Maryland is answering the call. Hi, Beth. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, ladies.
How are you?
Hi, Beth.
I'm so good. It's so great to be able to get through and share my story with you. It is. I'm so excited. I've always believed in the universe, and I never believed that death was final. But in my 20s, I sort of became interested in the metaphysics for a while. And then, you know, I moved on and lost touch with it. But then I've been pretty fortunate in my life that I haven't had many loved ones that have passed. So it didn't become, you know, a forefront. My parents passed, but my mom had dementia, and then my dad passed after a terminal illness. So while their passing was sad, it was expected, and we had time before they died to do our, you know, see you laters. We all believed that this wasn't final, and so it wasn't devastating, but that all changed last August when my son passed, and it was unexpected. The grief was, you know, as you can expect when your kid passes and they aren't supposed to go before you. It was gut-wrenching. It was debilitating. But I found myself reading a book by another mom who experienced the same kind of passing that I had. And she talked a lot about continuing to talk to them and stressing that, you know, they still heard you. They were still with you. And somewhere in that book, she mentioned the Forever Family Foundation. And I have to tell you, and that's why I called in, I wanted to share. You know, I looked them up, and that just started me down a wormhole, and it opened up a whole new world to me. I started immediately feeling the veil of grief that I had with his passing start to lift. I read everything I could get my hands on. I learned all I could to help me come to terms with his passing, and I think a couple of turning points. I read Laura Lynn Jackson's books, and I started asking him for a specific sign. She said, ask him for specific stuff. And I asked him for a sign that was unusual. It was a necklace in the shape of a pyramid that I had given him, and he coveted. And so that day I started seeing pyramids, and that's not something you see every day. So it's not like the white car syndrome, you know? You want a white car, and so you start seeing a lot of white cars. Yep. It wasn't like that. It was pyramids, and so it was almost like, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, he can hear me. So in my mind, that connection was really established in that moment, and I was so relieved. So I started having fun with it. I started feeling, you know, coming to terms with his passing, and I finally met with one of the Forever Family's mediums, and I know full well you can't determine who comes to the party, and knowing my parents as I did, they came forward first. And then finally I asked, you know, is there anyone else? And my son came through. He did talk about his passing a bit, and I realized later, you know, it's such a rush. It was my first medium reading. It was such a rush. You start, you don't realize. It's just amazing. And he started talking about what I realized later was his celebration. And so he saw it. And he asked me to send his love to his friends. And I started doing that. And on the days I did it, I would get signs from him like, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. But yeah, it was so cool. But, you know, since that happened, and I understand from all the reading I've done that this is common, but since that happened, the signs have tapered off. It's like we made the connection, and, you know, he let me know he's still with me, and he's trying to let his friends know he's still with them, because I don't think he realized how many people loved him. But yeah, I understand that's common, but I hope he comes back. You know, I still feel his presence. It's just not as in my face as it was in the beginning when I started seeing the signs and these sendy things. So that's my story.
You know, it's, Beth, it's kind of interesting that, you know, when a son dies or a daughter, you know, as parents, we want more than anything in the world to know that they are still alive, that they are still present. And I think that that's a big question in our hearts right afterwards. And they answer that question. And it's almost as though when they answer it, they really don't need to do all of that again and again and again. You know, we want it.
Right.
It's at least it's been my experience that in the beginning, the communication was so much more, because I needed more, but still, I'm sure you, as you say, you know he's present. You feel that in your heart. You know that he is present. I think that is a very, very many parents have had that same experience. But the important thing is that they communicated with us so that we do know they're alive.
Right.
And we were so close. We were so very close that he hangs out with me still. You know, we were very artistic, and he hangs out with me in my workshop, and I still feel his encouragement. And
I think it's still there. I think he's still around. I think what it is, as Betty said at the beginning, a lot of times, you know, you're craving that, you need that, you want that validation, and they're doing everything they can to get it to you. And then it kind of settles, and, you know, it settles in, and your feelings change. I mean, you know, you're going to always miss him. That's never going to go away. And I think that he will come to you when you need it and when you ask. And, you know, if you're asking every day, I mean, the way I look at it, like, you know, I'm kind of boring almost every day. I'm not always out doing something. So when something's really big and really, really important to me, and I'm like, can you please give me a sign? And, you know, like, show me the pyramid, show me this, you know, I think when you know, they know it, they feel your light pulling them. and you know, you're pulling and they're sending it. And I think they do come through stronger. And I think that a lot of times it can be spontaneous. Other times it can be like, you know, when you need it, or, you know, but they're always around. And like, you know, don't ever think that he's gone. You know, he's still around and he will give you signs. And I think it's interesting, like, you know, Laura's book is wonderful. I think that she has given a wonderful gift to people to let them know that, you know, you can ask for a certain sign and you can ask for this and ask for that. And it happens. And it's all it is it's opening us up to be aware of what is around us and what they can send to us, and it will make it easier. And that's a big part of it too, you know? And I think that, you know, he's going to come through. I mean, I had a grandmother that came through like 20 something years after she passed, and it was a surprise and it was to warn me. So I think for you, you know, he's there and he's going to come to you still. And, you know, maybe you won't know it. Maybe it will be a surprise, or maybe when you really need it and it's super important. And I understand in some ways you're thinking, I need this every day. And I get that. You know, I mean, you know, I can feel, I you know, you can tell. And but you also have to understand that, you know, he's in a different place. You're in a different place, and you can still have that connection. And that's what's really beautiful, is that, you know, he isn't gone forever. It's not like you're never going to, you know, have that that relationship. You still have it. So, I mean, that's really beautiful that, you know, you're able to share the story and connect, and that you found Forever Family. It was like you were brought there. You know, you picked up that book because you needed to. You were guided there, and then that guided you to Forever Family. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people. They're guided into Forever Family Foundation, and all of a sudden they're like, I'm not really sure how I got here, or I saw it in this book, or I saw it here, and or I happened to catch it on a, you know, a podcast, or, you know, some other, you know, wherever it came from. You know, I always feel like we're drawn to that. And I feel like that's what happened for you, is that your son did that. He pulled you to a place to get you somewhere so that you could be connected and reconnected with him. And I think that's really beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel like he said, Mom, I know it hurts, but check this out. I know you believe this stuff. Go check this out. Okay. I was lucky enough to get into the grief retreat in the summer. So, yeah, Forever Family, they helped me a lot. So, and I listen to you guys all the time. So thank you for you know, it's so cool that you guys can do this.
Well, Beth, I wanted to say one thing before you go, is that you said you feel that he hangs out with you in the studio. I think there are many, many subtle ways that they experiment with us through our work experiment, that we experience them through our work. I have found, I'm not an artist, but I'm a writer, and I often feel thoughts come to me, and I feel quite certain that, you know, that they didn't originate in me, and that they would be the kind of thing I suggest. So he's probably right there with you.
Inspiring your work.
Yeah.
Right.
Subtle.
Right.
The conversation gets much more subtle, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's with you.
Thank you. Thank you, lady. Thanks for letting me share.
We're happy you did.
Have a great night.
Good night. We have Pardon me, Janet?
No, I just said that was really wonderful that he came through to her in so many different ways. You know, I love hearing that, because it also shows other people that, you know, you don't think they can come through, and they do. They come through all the time. So how wonderful is that?
Right. And the pyramids.
That's, yeah, the pyramids.
Yeah.
Is that another caller?
Yes. Jamil is on the line. Hi, Jamil.
Hi, Jamil.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Is this Jamil?
Yes. This is she. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm listening to the radio and the time is.
Oh, I know.
You know, there's a relapse. Let me just turn this one down, and then I can. I wasn't hearing.
Yeah, if you turn it off, you'll have better. Let's try again. Let us hear you, Jamil. Are you
there? Okay, hello?
Hello.
I am here. Can
Okay, good.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes,
that's great. She can hear you.
That's great.
Do you have a story for us?
I do. Thank you so very much for welcoming me. I, my mother, Juliet Nightingale, she transitioned, 12 years ago in, February, and, when she transitioned, she was a multiple near-death experiencer, and she had a program on BBS Radio. I'm forever grateful for BBS Radio. Forever grateful for BBS Radio. I can't tell you how much. And she, being a multiple near-death experiencer, prepared me for her departure in ways that I had no way of knowing until she actually made the transition. And at this stage in my journey, I finally have found 13 years, you know, beginning 13 years, I found my feet. grief is a great teacher. And it's, I really am committed now to sharing my story and to honoring my truth. And I am so grateful to Forever Family Foundation for offering this platform, because I have been listening to this program and just determined that this is the time. I'm going to come out now and talk. So I've been listening to you all for all this time, practicing in my mind, well, how would I say my story? So I just really want to share that when my mother transitioned, I was with her. And to this day, it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And she had been sick, and we were prepared. She and I were very open in our discourse about her preparation. She is still with us. She was very clear. Her next step was to be embracing a light body, that she could be of greater service on this planet at this time of our profound transition that we are all in. And intellectually, that was all fine and good. Yeah, Mom. And then the day came, and when I was with her, I was sitting at the foot of her bed, and I was meditating with her, because I had received a message from somebody who had stayed overnight with us to help. She was a dear Sharon. She had helped us periodically in those last days, and she gave me a message from a dream that Mom was ready. And she just needed to regulate her breathing. And she wasn't breathing very well. She was hunched over and these sorts of things. So I was sitting with her at her bedside. I pushed her back on her bed so she was as relaxed as she could be. She was fully, fully present. And she never slept the whole entire time we shared. So she was fully present, even though I knew her body was not well. And I began meditating with her. I started breathing, and then I transferred my breath to hers. And then at once I opened my eyes, and I saw these beautiful white lights like snowflakes. These beautiful, brilliant lights came down above her head in this brilliant rhythm. They came down and covered her whole entire body, and with one fell sweep took her right out, that same area that opened right above her head. And it was so beautiful. I was taken by the beauty and the love that would come for her, and that I knew in that instant that she had gone well, that she was good. And she didn't allow me any conflict in that. It was just so beautiful to see her carried like that. And then the next day, I finally, you know, was in shock and all those things, and I went to bed and I was sleeping, and I had a vision and this dead kind of sleep, because I hadn't slept or eaten really for 10 weeks. And I was also quite ill myself at that point. And I was in this kind of dazed sleep. And she came to me in this vision, and she said, Jamil, Jamil, come here, come here. And I said, Mom, I cannot move from this bed. And we're having this real life conversation. I'm like, I am not going anywhere. And she's like, no, you've got to come. You got to come. So we drug my bed to the edge of this balcony. And I could open my eyes and I saw her. She was in the form of a little ball. She gave me her face and she was swinging in this, like this little ball, and she was full of joy, just this gold white joyful light. And she was swinging like she was swinging. And then I heard this music and it was so beautiful. It was the first time I cried. And this music just took me over. I was like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. And I just started bawling. It woke me up. And then I was back in my body and I was like, goodness, between worlds, please. You know, oh my God, Mom, you're really good. You're really okay. And thank you. Thank you. And then she had been part of a choir called Nashville in Harmony, and she was very, very close with the conductor and the good people there. And I had informed them, this was a Saturday, that she had left on Saturday, and then the vision was on Sunday. And then I got emails from three of the people in the choir and the conductor whenever I got back to my email, and they all told me that Sunday, and I can't verify the time, of course, they had been practicing, and they sang. They had gone, and they were in a church, and they had gone to this place over in a well that went up into the an area that was open over balconies. They specifically mentioned these balconies. They were singing up to her, and they were singing her this lovely song, and they all felt her presence. And I am so grateful for that, because I never realized how much I would need that in this long journey that I've had, because so many things that I believed about the spiritual world were tested right away. My mother protected me. I never questioned my intuition. I never questioned the spiritual beings that we communed with. I never questioned things like blinking lights and, you know, intuition had a place at the head of the table in our house. Like, it never occurred to me that other people didn't think like that. And then when she was gone, I realized, oh, everybody doesn't think like that. So it's been kind of I'm very late, I think, in developing that awareness that, you know, hey, I was kind of spoiled, and now I feel like, okay, I want to give back. I want to share, and I feel ready. And so thank you for listening to my story.
Oh, thank you. We thank you. That's an incredible story and very well told.
Yes.
It's really beautiful, and the way that, you know, you're telling it, you can see the expression of love in that deepness of the experience, which to me is really, you know, it's really amazing when you're in that. And like, you know, just as you were speaking about it, you could tell how you were going through it and what you were experiencing and the beautiful, you know, valued experience with your mom that you got to have. I just, you know, you're very fortunate for that, because a lot of people would never, you know, even understand to like go into that like you did. And I think that's really beautiful, because you got to have that experience with her, and then she gives you another experience, you know, on top of that, that brought validation from the people around you, which is really awesome, because, you know, again, you were paying attention, and a lot of times people just brush it off, but you got to really not only have that experience, but you got to understand it, and you can kind of, you know, that's your story now. That's part of you. And, you know, you have that experience that, you know, a lot of people, if they would push it aside and they would just let it go, they would be missing out. And that's kind of what part of this whole thing is about, too, is to remind people that, you know, anything you have like that, any kind of experience, it's not only your experience, it's part of your story now, part of your life, part of your, you know, intuition that's going to be building more and more around you. And, you know, your mom was so in tune in that, you know, it's like she kind of carried that through you or to you. And now that's also another connection the two of you have. So I think that's really, you know, a really beautiful story. And I'm glad you called in and shared that.
Yes. And not only is it like your story, Jamila, it's that's why you want to tell it, because it belongs to our species that, you know, that if we that dying and experiencing the light coming lovingly, taking us out of our body into another dimension, this is an experience that people need to hear. And that's why I think you really want to tell your story. And just for the Western world, we need that so much validation. You had the choir, people in the choir who also felt her. It just is a story that you need to tell again and again.
Right. Well, and you know what else? What's really interesting is when you're talking about the light, you know, I've had an experience not like that, but I've had my own with something with light. And I always remember saying it wasn't an earth love. It wasn't a light of the earth. It was something so much more powerful and loving and beautiful. And you can't even express it with words because I've never had that before. And so as you were telling the story, Jamal, I kept thinking, I think I kind of know what you're saying, because it's so deep. It's so, the experience is so rich and loving and beautiful. And how, you know, what adjectives can you possibly use to describe it when it was so much more, you know? And it, that's what makes it so beautiful too. It's like you went, you know, you go further in. It's like so deep. So I just, you know, I think that's really, really, you know, a beautiful story.
It's so many of the near-death experiencers, and your mother certainly was one, they always say that if the light is so filled with love and so powerful, there's no way to describe it, even though they always try to describe it. But you wanted to say, Jamal, I interrupted you.
Oh, I wanted to hear what you had to say. Keep going, yeah.
I liked so much of what you shared, Jamil. And I, you know, I'm like 99.5% sure that Betty was a guest on your mom's radio show way back when. And Juliet Nightingale. I have a folder in my office. And,
oh, really?
And she was a gentle, loving spirit. And to hear you talk about her looking at her next step as embracing a light body to be of greater service in the transition that we're all in totally knocks me out. And I loved also when you were describing the love and the beauty came for her. How perfect.
I know.
How perfect.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I just love it. You know what? I mean, it's probably the way it is, and it's just missed, you know, that by people who aren't maybe aware that it's happening right now or aren't in a position to perceive it given the emotions and the other things. But it was also so beautiful that you got the message from that other person who had been nearby for a few days about meditating with her and helping her with her breathing.
She was ready.
She's getting ready, but you have to help her regulate her breathing, you know, or she needs to. It just was so, I say, Jamil, you did a beautiful job in telling this story.
And I'm so impressed so that I had been with you, Mother. That is so,
oh yes,
that is so moving.
Yes,
and you know,
Betty, I listened to all of my mother's programs more than once, and I was very moved by your story with her. I found your information in her archiving things, and when I saw that you were going to be on tonight, I knew that this was tonight I was going to have to talk. I was like, "No, it's real. Betty's on tonight. You're going." I'm like, "Okay."
So yeah, that I'm just that just so touches my heart.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased. It's and I'm so honored that that your mother and I talked.
Oh yeah, yeah. She left a legacy.
She certainly did. And, you know, I was just thinking about how the saying that you can only see what you believe,
you know, you believe it when you see it, or know that when you believe
that you can only believe it if you see it, if you believe it. And that's not always true, but I think you and your mother were so prepared. You prepared you so beautifully and you just work together so well that you actually experience that with her. I am just so deeply impressed with that, and I am so glad that you came on tonight to tell that story and that I was able to hear it.
Yeah. I mean, what a bond. I mean, you help her breathe on her last breath, and then she comes back for you the next day and takes you away for a while.
Yeah, this ball of energy.
So amazing.
Well, you have a story, and
worth telling,
and you need to tell it. People need to hear it.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh man,
thank you
so much. Yeah, what a gift. Yeah,
thank you so much.
Oh, bless you.
You too.
And you.
Thank you.
You have been blessed for sure.
Well, if somebody else is in line, I don't want to take up too much time, so I could keep talking to you for a really long time. The whole state of mind. In the last days of her transition, and the way that I'm just grateful I've had this time that I survived these last 12 years. Oh my God, what a roller coaster it's been, the grieving and all the, you know, finding my feet again and, you know, talking to people about this stuff and just having to grow up and realize, you know, that in the beginning, simple things like my mother and I always shared our dreams. We were each other's dream journals. That was just so normal. And then, you know, I would share a dream and it would scare people the way, and it was just a lot of fear I had to face around spirituality, around anything that isn't, I couldn't even conceive what the five senses were. I had to really start from the beginning and say, well, your five senses are this, and this is how people relate. And anything not like that could possibly scare them. And the reason that mattered is because when you threaten them, they can be very hurtful. And I did understand that wasn't necessarily their intention, but it really made me, it was such a lot of emotion to sort through in the very beginning without having anybody to talk to. And the dear people who were trying to help me grieve, which is why I so appreciate Forever Family Foundation and the way they go about it. I was so fortunate to attend the last retreat that they had here in Connecticut before dear Fran transitioned. Hi, Fran. Yeah, absolutely. But the way that they bring in the invitation for the discarnate spirit to commune with us really resonated with me, because in the beginning, you know, the way grieving is presented is that it's just a total loss. And with the materialist paradigm, everything is dead, everything is over, and it's all about what's lost. And I was fully aware in the beginning that my mother was never going to leave me, and that we were going to have a new relationship, and there was going to be a process now to release the old. And there was nowhere to... I couldn't explain that, obviously, in that state, but I felt like this, you know, the fact that she had this program that I could recall, that I, you know, your work, Betty, many people's work that I was very attracted to, and then the possibility of, you know, building a new conversation was clearly within sight. And that gave me hope. That gave me like, okay, well, Jamil, you got to figure this out, because you know, you can bring somebody to the conversation, right? You know, like I had to really cheer myself up sometimes to think. And then right after, I feel like I finished my mother's shift with BBS, because she would never have been through that girl. She never finished. So she just keeps going in another realm now. But I did 3 years on the BBS platform, and those were really the only people I talked to for those 3 years. So it really made a difference to be able to have somebody to at least share, you know, these levels of intelligence with it. I'm forever humbled. We can do this, and wow, what a our work is cut out for us, shall we say.
Well, you know, I'm really impressed with the relationship that you and your mother had and how she prepared you. I mean, you, what a fortunate gift to have her as your mother, and she, you as a child, you must have made a contract, as I say, on the other side. But, you know, with this relationship like this, I am sure that there is now building this the new relationship, and she will and you will work together now in a new way. I think it's a very inspiring story, and two exceptional people, you know, working together.
Right. Well, yeah, thank you very much for calling in. And I think we have a couple more callers here, too. So,
yes, so thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Feel free to call again next month.
Yeah, call with
the fourth Thursday of the month. Take care and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joanne, are you still waiting for us?
I am. I'm here.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking my call. So the story I want to tell you happened a number of years ago now. I was living in London, and I was always very interested in psychic stuff and mediumship stuff. And I think it was my sister who told me she'd read about this place called the SAGB, the Spiritualist Association of Great Britain. So I thought, you know, I would look them up and see what they were about. And they did, or still do, I think, mediumship demonstrations and classes and all that kind of stuff. So I decided I was going to go and see a woman who was a psychic artist. So she would draw the people that she got through in spirit. So I made plans with a friend to go to this demonstration. And the night before I went, I had this really vivid dream about being in this room. I'd never been to the SAGB before until this time. I was in this room. It's like a big lecture hall, and there's an aisle down the middle and seats on either side and a stage at the front. And I was sitting in the second row and the third seat in, and I could see this woman on stage, and she had an easel, and she started drawing, and she said, this woman in her life would never have believed in any of this stuff. She was very religious. She came from the north of England, and I get the names Helen and Margaret and Alan, which are my sister, my mum, and my dad. And she said, does anyone know who this is? And I raised my hand and said, yeah, I think it's my grandmother. And she said, yes, she looks like you. And then I woke up and I wrote this down, because I'm like, this is kind of weird. I just, so vivid. So I wrote it down. And the next day, I decided not to tell my friend about it. I wanted to see where she would sit when we went into this room. So we went to the reading, and she sat in the second row on the left-hand side in the third seat in, which is where I'd been sitting in my dream. And up on the stage, so, you know, there was a woman with her easel, and she started drawing. And I had, as I was sitting there, I was having like pins and needles. I just could tell that something was going to happen. And she started drawing and said, this woman in her lifetime would never have believed this. She was very religious. She came from the north of England. I get the names Helen and Margaret and Alan. And she said, does anyone know who this is? And I raised my hand. I said, yes, I think it's my grandmother. And she said, yes, she looks like you.
Oh,
wow. That's what happened. And I'd never met my grandmother. She died 13 years before I was born, but I knew her from pictures. And she presented herself as looking, you know, younger when she did, when she was probably in her 20s or 30s. And I took the picture back and showed my mother, and she's like, this is amazing. It looks just like her.
Wonderful connection story.
Oh, I love that story.
Yeah. That's nothing like that story. Has ever happened since. I've had some other things, but nothing like that.
that would be hard to beat to
replicate. Hard to that. Yeah.
But, you know, it's just so wonderful to hear these stories, because if, you know, living in the world today and seeing so much pain and suffering and people who don't think there's anything else, when you hear stories like this, it just makes your heart grateful. I mean, you know, this kind of evidence is so inspiring.
Oh my God. Well, I'm so glad I wrote it down. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I just was saying, and you received validation, you know, really quick, which was wonderful. And you were in tune, and, you know, you paid attention. And I love that. Like you said, you wrote it down. I think that's wonderful.
I do. I love it.
Yeah, when I doubt myself, I go back and look at that. when I didn't have my husband at the time. And my husband's slightly more skeptical than I am. I'm like, look, I wrote this down.
Well, and that's,
it did actually happen.
When we are around people who are more skeptical, that's what I was saying too, is that it's just so wonderful to have that to go to and say, wait a minute. Yeah. I know this.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I know it happened. You know, so.
That's a wonderful story. I love hearing that because, you know, it also makes you kind of reevaluate everything that you think. And you're like, wait a minute. Okay, that happened. And it just happened like that. It can always keep happening.
Exactly.
And, you know,
exactly.
And that's what's so
yeah.
beautiful about it.
There's a whole universe of possibility.
That's right.
Yeah, it happened. I was in my early 20s at the time. So it's kind of that piece of it sort of guided me through my life until this point, knowing that that is, you know, a possibility, and knowing that there is, you know, life beyond death.
And it can be so incredibly creative.
Nice comment.
Wow. Nice comment. Thank you for telling us. Wonderful.
No kidding.
Yeah, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, how wonderful. I mean, her grandmother was right. She was spot on.
Oh boy.
First thing.
That's a different kind of story.
No, it is.
That was cool.
That was fun.
We have another one?
Yes, we have Lori from Missouri. Good evening, Lori. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, hi. I've been listening to all these stories and they're so beautiful and amazing. And mine is maybe a couple steps down from that. It's more of an experience, but more of a question. So I had a strange occurrence. It's happened several months ago that I've been kind of thinking about and wondering about. And I think about it every morning. So one morning I was leaving. This is my routine. Every morning when I leave for work, I say goodbye to my two dogs. And I get treats and I put one in each hand. And I squat down. And I hold my arms like out to the side, give them the treat. And the treat in my right hand vanished. Even as I'm saying this, I'm like, I know you're probably thinking I'm crazy.
No, not at all.
No, definitely not.
So, I mean, it vanished, and my dog just jumped back, and I thought, well, wait, what happened? And I can't even begin to tell you how, like, I just, my mind was just blown because it disappeared, and I guess maybe I'm even wanting validation that I'm not crazy. but then I went, obviously I got another treat, squatted down and gave it to my dog. And she was very like, whoa, because she was looking around like, what just happened? You know, she saw it disappear too.
Oh my gosh.
So
she validated
anyway,
crazy.
She's like, yeah, whoa, this happened. I told my husband that night and it's like, this is what happens. And he's like, well, you know, maybe you dropped it. No. I'm like, it disappeared. I saw it. It was there and it was gone. And she didn't need it. She wasn't near enough. And, you know, he kind of was like, well, this might have happened. This might have happened. And I'm like, yeah, I'm crazy. Okay. So the next morning, every morning after that, I squat down and my dog is hesitant and kind of jumps back and I don't know. This story isn't like any of your others you've had, so I wasn't even sure if it was appropriate that I called. But
absolutely.
What the heck?
Absolutely.
Does that happen?
I think it can. I mean, think, you know, you do you think it could be like another pet that has passed, or what is it? I can't think of when they an item appears. What is the word for that? My brain's suddenly a brain lock here. Betty, can you think of what I'm talking about where you have like it spontaneously something will like sometimes a spirit will come through and leave something for someone and you know, you might find a coin or you might find, you know, something else laying around. It could be, you know, a little, you know, circle of something or, you know, something spontaneous comes through and I'm wondering if it happens like the opposite for you or in your home, or if you have another animal there that it just disappeared like that. I mean, I know that sounds very strange, but I would not be surprised on something like that happening because things like that happen all the time. I cannot think of the word I am trying to come up with for that. But if I come up with it, I can, you know, I'll just say it during our show.
Good, because I can't come up with what you mean either. But one thing about that happening is that it's very important because, number one, it makes us question the so-called scientific materialistic laws we've been living by. And that's a great breakthrough mm-hmm. from the other dimension, is that you have to question that. You saw it disappear. Now, everybody else who hears about it is going to say, oh, well, now, wait a minute, let me think. Because we're all brought up with a very false, limited worldview about everything being material. And we just are so shocked when those laws are broken right before us. So mm-hmm. whatever happened, it certainly demonstrated that there are other laws in the universe that we don't know about.
It came up. It's apport. If you have an apport, that's what it is. If it's something comes out of nowhere, it's an apport, you know, and that's what spirit will bring to you. I knew I would come up with it. I think, you know, if it's something like that, I wonder, you know, why couldn't it happen the opposite way? Why can't things disappear in somebody's home? You know, I mean, people say, oh, you know, one minute this was here and the next minute it wasn't. Or, for example, in my house, I have things that move. I have a picture frame that moves, or something will go off. I had a door open. So, you know, there's things like that can happen. So it can happen both ways. So that does not surprise me at all. You know, when you say that happens, I think that's really cool. You know, I mean, I'm sure that you probably do think, oh my gosh, am I going crazy? But at the same time, I think that it's important to just pay attention and see if something else, you know, if does something else a little go missing, or is something appearing, or is there someone around that time that passed that is maybe trying to come through and leave you a message. You know, think about when that happened. Was there sometime around that time where someone, a loved one, was coming through? So, you know, you can look at it that way as well. I mean, they can come through in all different ways, and they can make things happen around you in all different ways. And in your case, it seems like it's something that is physical, where sometimes people will have something spiritual. So if that happened, mm-hmm. you know, I think that, you know, I would go back and, you know, think about who passed around that time and see if it's something like that, or if it's maybe an animal that you had that had passed around that time, or, you know, was something else going on. But yeah, I think that's kind of cool.
Or could it be the universe wants your attention?
Right, right. It could be that too. Mm-hmm. That's good, Betty. You know, it's very
possible.
They
got it.
You know,
yeah, it got it. That's good. And you're open to other things that don't follow the old rules that we know
right.
are not correct. We know that they're
right.
Not
correct. I am. You know, it's so funny because when it happened, after I got past the whoa moment, I was like, okay, is someone messing with me?
yeah, the universe.
And I didn't think. I didn't think about a dog until I was at lunch today. And I hadn't told anyone that this story, because I thought, this is crazy. And it's a weird story. It's a dog treat. It's nothing like, oh, I had something amazing happen. This was a dog treat.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
I mean, but it's kind of silly, you know. So I didn't tell, I thought, you know what, but every morning I try to repeat it and see if it happens. I'm like, I try and get in the same position in the same area, and I do the same thing, and then the treat doesn't disappear. So, but today when I decided to tell a friend I went to lunch with, who is super open to everything, and she might be listening to the show today, but I told her the story because I knew she would not be. But when I told her, I thought, oh, I wonder if it was a dog that had passed before. I don't, but, and it's funny that Janet had just said that, so.
Yeah, that is. But you know
what? I don't know.
I think that it's very important that we see how marvelous this is and how magical or miraculous it is, because it's not a small thing. Because think of how difficult that would be for a material mm-hmm. object to disappear. That's something big. That's something to, mm-hmm. to pay attention to,
and
you
it's
know,
very unique.
It is.
I was thinking the same thing.
Unique.
Maybe it was a communication for the dog.
Oh,
and you opened a kind of a little space for that to create. If there was some special being or another four-legged being, human, whatever, spirit that
yeah,
had a special
know.
Connection with the dog, but your dog retained the memory of what that was like to have that disappear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even today, she's still, and that was several months ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
She still was, like, hesitates, like, is this going to happen again, Mom? You know.
Well, I think it's important that, I think it's important you give yourself a break and accept it for what it is that it did happen. And, you know, mm-hmm. thank the universe, thank whoever was coming through to give you that. And I think, you know, just like you said, it may happen again, it might not, but it got your attention. And maybe that's what it was supposed to do, is bring you more in tune to know that there's a lot out there that's possible. And maybe there's more to come.
Yeah,
maybe in a different way.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, thank you so much for telling us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I appreciate all of your help and guidance. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
How neat.
That's a cool story.
I know. Imagine her dog was sitting there. Now you see it. No, you don't. What?
Right. Like, you know, she knows magic and she didn't know it, you know. But what I think that's really awesome, too, because it makes, you know, it kind of makes everybody wonder. And I find this really fascinating because I've had so many unusual things that happen. And, you know, you guys know this as well, that I have a lot of things that move or happen in my house. And so it's kind of like, if everybody had that and we were aware, how much more in tune would we become? Because now we're aware of it. So what else is around us that we maybe don't see or experience, that maybe they're kind of opening the door for her, you know, and saying, hey, pay attention, you know, I'm here. You know, this is a good way to get your attention. And, you know, I'm sure she's, you know, with having, you know, giving her dogs treats every morning, I'm sure she's very in tune with her pups. And, you know, that's something that's very loving around her. And, you know, think about that, how when we have any kind of situation like that, you know, it does bring that, you know, love is a big factor in all of this.
Yes. Well, I think we have another caller.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Hi, Nick.
Hello. Forgive me, I have a little speech impediment because I had some dental work done. I have a question, not an experience, although I've really enjoyed listening to the experiences that they were related in the show tonight. Very, very heartening stuff.
Yes.
I'll try to get to the point here. I have been doing a lot of research about things paranormal, spiritual, metaphysical, because of something that happened to me a couple of years ago. And I've been really trying to figure out, trying to make more contact with my mom, which may seem odd because I'm officially an old man. One of the metaphysical types, he's into metaphysics, that I started kind of following a little bit, really intrigued me because I'm trained as an engineer and a physicist with all of his theories and concepts, and it all made a lot of sense. But he hit a wall with me at one point in a couple of videos I watched, where he very explicitly said that when you transition, pass on, die, you very quickly begin to forget your life here, like a dream fading. And I just flatly don't buy it. And because I didn't, I mean, I felt like saying, well, how do you explain near-death experiences, or how the fact that when people do have near-death experiences, the first thing that happens is they're greeted by all their loved ones. Or how when people go to mediums and get very explicit contact from a loved one who has passed. And I've been very much, you know, interested in following the work of the Forever Family Foundation, and I loved the video that was one of the miniseries that was on Netflix. I thought that was extremely compelling. And I won't go into any more discussion on why I disagree with that concept, but I was wondering if you could comment on that, because I know all of you have had some very specific experiences with contact with ones who have transitioned.
Well,
am I making any sense?
You are, Nick, and I will say very quickly that I also agree with you. I don't think that we have to forget
at all. There's too much evidence of the memory again and again and again. But Janet, let's hear from you. Nick needs to hear from you on this.
Yeah, I know we only have a couple minutes, but I was going to, I totally agree with you, Betty. And, you know, I think that we don't forget. I just think that, you know, we have, you know, we're here, and that when we go to the other side, that we have our memory with us and that we are still all whole and full. And I think when we come back, it changes so that we can have new experiences. But that's the short answer. We might have to continue this next month. I think we only have a minute left, so I think we're going to have to go, and I really apologize for that.
Call again.
It's okay.
Please call again, but we're with you on this one.
Yes, I totally agree with him. I don't believe that we forget. I really don't. I'm not sure who all says that, but not from my experiences. But I know we have to finish. So let me say the Mahayama prayer, the may all beings everywhere with whom we are inseparably interconnected be fulfilled, awakened, liberated, and free. May there be peace in this world and throughout the entire universe. And may we all together complete the spiritual journey. Okay, and that's it.
Well, thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.